Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. I just recorded one episode, so I just wanted to continue because I'm still in traffic. So I had a few thoughts that I wanted to share, and I really believe that now is the perfect timing. Anyhow, I hope that this quality of recording while me driving is good, because it's the best time that I can do to record the podcast. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. Anyhow, I listened to a nice video today, and I had to share the idea of how smart that can be. As you know, I'm really into investments now, but not just in company investments, but actually stock investments. I put some money in the crypto world. I have some money on the stock exchange, and I'm on the lookout for different stocks that I believe are going to beat the market, and they're going to give significantly higher return of investment. Taken video for example, I bought it 2 years ago. It grew like 400-500%, which is crazy. In 2 years to have that amount of growth is crazy. Anyhow, as I was just watching the video for iPhone and Apple, it was a really funny thing. Someone did a research of, in the US, how many people own an iPhone. And it was like an event, and like, okay, how many of you guys are having an iPhone? And like, almost everybody raised their hand. And then the next question is like, well, how many of you have the iPhone since its inception? Was it 2016, 17 or something, where, you know, iPhone 1 came? And everybody, majority raised their hand again. And then the question continues like, well, okay, but how many of you actually have shares in Apple? That's it. Nobody had raised a hand. And the narrative of the video was that, you know what? If you are collecting iPhones through the years, as you know, each model comes in, you buy the newest model. So far, you've spent $20,000. That's the math. 2016, 17 or 15. But if you have collected all the new iPhones, cumulatively so far, you've spent 20K. Now, the tricky part is that if you have invested the same amount of money in the Apple stocks each year, not like now, the 20K, but in 2017 when you bought the iPhone, if you have bought the stocks, in 2018 when you bought the iPhone, if you have bought the stocks, and so on, the difference was from 20,000 in cost to 200,000 in revenues. That's the investment part. So the summary was that instead of you spending $20,000 on iPhones, you could have 200,000, 10 times more, in stock and in revenue. Let that sink in. And the narrative was like, yeah, we don't learn that at school because we are learned on being a consumerism. Like buying iPhones, buying consumer stuff, rather than putting the same amount of money into the stocks. And yeah, you still need a phone and you need some additional costs, but I love it. Like if you have put just $1,000 per year, or yeah, $1,000 per year over the course of 10 years, it's 10K, it would have given you 100K. And 100K you can pay out your house mortgage, or $1,000 per year is less than $100 per month. I mean, come on, $100 per month, and that could have given you the mortgage to be paid out completely. I mean, that's the value of the investment. And I really find it interesting because I'm not an investment guy. I wasn't, at least, but 2-3 years ago, I was like, you know what? If I really want to diversify my strategies beyond the company, I should start considering investing. And my first investment was Nvidia, which nailed it. It gave me so much in growth, but it's not just whether it's gonna give me or not. It's how I started considering that, you know what, Dancho, every month you should start putting something aside and invest it on the stock exchange. And I choose every month whether it's gonna be on the stock exchange, whether it's gonna be investment funds like ETFs, or it's just gonna be crypto. I also put a lot of money, a lot. Significant part of my portfolio is also in crypto. And now I'm waiting. The bull run should come in. It should grow exponentially. And I should hopefully be very rich. I really hope so. But I think you understand my point. And the logic here is that look around you. What kind of products do you love? I mean, you're a passionate about. You're a brand ambassador even that you use in your daily routine or in your weekly routine. And buy the stocks. That's it. If you really, really see a brand that you love using it, the chances are that other people liked it as well. And if other people liked it as well, they're going to keep buying it. And if they're going to keep buying it, the company is going to keep growing it. And if it's going to keep growing it, your stocks are going to keep growing. Oof, this is a rough road, people. So sorry if there is a lot of noise. But I love that perspective. So I looked around. I'm like, you know what? I use Upwork. Upwork as a freelancer a lot. I have two girls that are full-time employed in BSB just for Upwork. Why? Because through Upwork, we have a constant flow of meetings and clients. We average 4 new clients every month just from Upwork. So I have two girls that are full-time employed and their own job is just to go through Upwork, find the job ads and apply on them and then handle the responses till we get them on a call. And I was like, well, you are paying a lot on Upwork, so we pay the connects and everything, but you don't own any stocks, huh? And then I've realized, well, it's not just for BSB. I'm so amazed from Upwork that as a consultant, I'm recommending to agencies like, well, you know what? If you're an agency, why don't you look for projects on Upwork? Yeah, Upwork is for freelancers, but there are many agency opportunities as well. So I'm actively promoting Upwork through my consultancy. And lastly, we offered Upwork Outreach as a service. I'm currently having 5 different clients where we handle their Upwork accounts. We screen for their job ads, we apply, we handle responses, we bring meetings. So if that's the case, I need stocks on Upwork. And there you go. I just went and bought some stocks. Not a lot, to be honest, but the point is really good. Look around you. See things that you cannot live with, regardless whether it's in the B2B world, in the B2C, whether there's some tools that you love and you really strongly believe in them, or if there are some platforms that you're utilizing, or it's in the consumers like Airbnb. If you love the system, buy some stocks. Airbnb is publicly listed, so you can have some stocks of it. Or if some food that you really enjoy, well, look at the stocks. Last night, to be specific, I was looking at drinks. Yeah, I'm a recovering alcoholic still. I tried to keep myself away for a few months from alcohol, but that doesn't prevent me to look at the stocks. And I saw that Chivas and a few other drinks are the brands of these alcohol drinks are owned by a French, German, European company. I don't remember. But it was really nice because I was like, okay, so these are like famous brands. They're not going anywhere around soon. So they're going to keep growing. People are going to keep drinking. So if I enjoy Chivas, well, there are other people that enjoy Chivas. And if we all enjoy Chivas and if we have it as a preferred drink, that means that the company is going to keep growing. And that means I should buy more stocks there. Honestly, I didn't bought for the alcohol, but I actually did for Upwork. So the lesson for today is look around you, find products or services, B2B or B2C, that you love, that you actually promote them. And buy some stocks in it. Not just the product, buy the stocks. Buy a part of that company. I have to run, guys. I'm the destination. Thank you very much for listening. And I really inspired some of the people to start buying some stocks. And if you don't know where, well, write me. I cannot give you which stocks, but I know which platforms can work for Macedonia or where you can just use online ways to buy stocks. That's all for today, guys. Do have a great day. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bsbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.